The college football experience, Purdue Boilermakers 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET, get $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IPVanish. Yes, IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to IPVanish.com/SGP. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our new Discord server. It is the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes! Woo-hoo! Welcome! Welcome to the College Football Experience, Purdue Boilermakers 2022 season preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Boom!
Throwing some newness at us there. I like
it. I love it. And you know I'm going to boil her up, baby.
There you go.
I'm excited to talk Purdue Boilermaker football. I am joined by my partner in crime, my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
Yes, we love Purdue. Yeah, we love Purdue. College football is the fucking best.
You know, it's a shame we should go grab a shot of whiskey right now so we could take a Boilermaker
we
shot.
We should do a Boilermaker, but
shot
you know
slash
what?
Drink, what have you.
I swear, I mean, look.
We'll be doing them all season.
We will be doing them all season. You better believe it. Subscribe. Hopefully you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. And Boilermaker fans, what are you doing? Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. You know, they had a great year. I mean, I know kind of St. Peter's got them in the tournament, but Painter keeps a good staff there. You know, they keep winning.
Oh yeah.
They keep winning. We got you covered on the College Basketball Experience as well. We talk both year round. So subscribe. I mean, we've been doing this shit for years.
Boilermakers gave me probably the closest I've ever had to a heart attack.
Oh man.
Carson Edwards.
Patty C's a Virginia Cavalier fan. If you didn't,
yeah.
Know.
Sorry, Boilermakers out there.
But that game was wild.
That was the best game.
Yeah. That game was absolutely wild. What was that? Was that Sweet 16?
Elite Eight.
Oh my, jeez, that game. We shouldn't. Purdue fans probably hate us right now for bringing this up. But look, I love what Purdue's doing. Jeff Brohm. I told Patty C a long time ago that I like that hire, and he's been working. You know. They won 9 games last year, Patty C, you know, and even
slow and steady wins the race.
Even if you look at those 9 wins, I mean, they had what, 2 top 10 wins a season ago. They also took down Tennessee in the bowl game, in that wild ass bowl game.
Losses were at some very, very respectable programs.
No, their schedule, actually, I would argue. Look, if you look at last year, the 9 game conference schedule and then getting Oregon State and at Notre Dame.
Yeah. And even, you have to go to UConn as your
reigning
puff.
National champions from the year before, says the New York Times. Patty C. But look, I mean, but short of the Ohio State game, I feel like they were okay. Maybe the Wisconsin game, but the Minnesota game, the Notre Dame game, I think they were kind of in. I mean, that bowl game was just fucking bananas. I know there was a big call that was wrong, but either way, that game was just fucking bananas. Jeff Brom's done a great job. And I was on them last year. I did lock that up on the over because I knew the year before they were 2-4 in the COVID year, but they had lost all their games by like, 7-3, 7-10. So I knew they were much better than what we knew them to be.
Yeah.
And now comes a pivotal year because what Brom did, I think he improved that defense, but all of a sudden, and they really improved last year, but Brad Lambert, their defensive coordinator, is now with the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. What a great hire by Dave Clawson, I think, by the way, because Lambert in 2020 was with the Marshall Thundering Herd, where they had the number one defense in the nation. Mm. Bill Snyder guy, you know. So that's something to monitor for this year. Lambert gone, Ron English in. We'll see what can happen here.
You think English is a good hire?
He's been here. He's been there for a year, so.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a decent hire knowing that Lambert was gone.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a blow. A little bit of a blow. We'll see though. They had several players drafted this past year, so really brought this program up.
Karlaftis, a couple offensive players.
The Greek Freak.
That's right.
David Bell, he's gone. Xander
Horvath.
Oh, that guy's a legend. So here we are. It's a big year, but let's just hop into it, man. Let's talk. But I mean, first, Patty C. This is the Purdue Boilermakers. Bob Greasy.
Hey-o.
Jim Everett.
Hey,
Drew Brees.
They churn out some quarterbacks.
All right.
Is Aiden O'Connell next on that list of greats?
You better believe it, buddy.
Wow, bold statement.
And I mean, Chris Dishman, Rod Woodson.
Hey,
do I need to go on?
Let me spin this hat around.
Ryan Kerrigan, right? Is Kerrigan there?
Kerrigan? Yeah, he was
Purdue, right? Yeah. I mean, you can go Roosevelt Colvin. No. Go back in the days.
Let me get my Rod Woodson.
Mel Gray. Huh? Mel Gray, he's got the Steeler hat on now. He's rocking this
thing.
I
was just watching Mel Gray highlights the other at some point.
He was a baller.
He was the leading kick returner in NFL history at some point in his career.
And he played in the USFL for like 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, he was on the LA Express with Steve Young.
You know what was great about him? I saw him against like half his highlights were against the Green Bay Packers. I can imagine being a Packers fan back then.
Just being like, this bastard. Yeah,
three times a year, he's returning a kickoff for a touchdown against us. Purdue has some explosive players.
David
Bell was really explosive.
Well, then look, I'm going to get to it, but Brom is back. What do you make of Jeff Brom? Year five, this will be year six. He's 28-29 in 5 years, but considering what he inherited, just trash season after trash season, I think he's done a fantastic job. I think he's got this program in a much better state than they were. And I think, I think he's an underrated coach, Patty C.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about them is the offense often passes the eye test. You know, they move the ball. I mean,
Rondale Moore, remember they had him? He's a fucking beast.
What he did to Ohio State. It seems like they get a couple, like, or at least one or two explosive receivers at a time.
Well, and that's going to be the question this year. We will hop into it. Last year, though, Brian Brom is the offensive coordinator. That's the younger brother, both quarterbacks from Louisville back in the day. And 59th in scoring offense, 127th in rush offense. What? Got to run the ball. They're doing some Mike Leach stuff here.
Yeah, flinging the ball around.
Shout out to our boy Mike Leach. But fifth in the nation at passing the ball. Charting at 33rd for best offense in America, Patty.
Very Mike Leach-ish.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to say.
It is. The running back had 500. Who is that? Leading running back was King Duru.
Yeah, great name.
533 yards and two touchdowns. You got to put the ball in the end zone a little more on the ground.
I think the ground game is going to be better this year. I think it might be more of an emphasis of doing his first couple of years. I think he did it more. We'll see if he goes back to it. But Aiden O'Connell is back at quarterback, Patty C. And minus CJ Stroud, I think you can make a case he's the best quarterback in the Big Ten.
You know, you can obviously make the case that, but based on his stats, like we said, 3,700 passing yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, 72% completion percentage. But is that a product of the system?
Well, regardless, I mean, can you tell me that there's flat out a better quarterback in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I don't
Tanner
think
Morgan. You can make the argument. I think
CJ
I've probably
Stroud, obviously.
No, I said.
Oh, you said Stroud. Okay,
with the exception.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't think you can. And I don't know that you could put Petrus in this system. And
no, he couldn't put Petrus.
Couldn't put Mertz.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look, put Petras out at the front of the store because there's a lawn chair special for $5. Four or five starters are back on the offensive line. The run game has to be better because of that. Four or five starters back.
That's huge.
Aiden O'Connell back. Tight end Payne Durham's back. The guy's a fucking beast.
Nice.
Wide receivers, they take some hits. A couple months ago, we thought, hey, Milton Wright is back. He's the next Rondale Moore / David Bell. He's academically ineligible. As far as I know, he's not going to be playing football for Purdue this year. He's not on the team right now. But this could all change by the time you listen to this episode. I think that's something to highlight. Wide receiver Brock Thompson is also back. And King Daru is back. So there's that. I think the offense is going to be fine, personally. And I think the run game actually will improve.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
TJ Sheffield, not listed as a starting receiver, but third in the conference in yards per return as a punt returner, 7.8 yards per return, was good for 36 catches for 325. Could he be, you know, sounding like an explosive player?
There's a few. I think that's one to monitor. And I think they went out in the portal and they got a few guys. But this offense, I think, is going to be, it's going to be rolling. And I'll have you know, Patty C, before we even, like, I don't know, we'll talk about it later. Brad Lambert's gone on the defensive side of the ball. Ron English is the guy now. They were 34th in total defense last year. I'm sorry, in scoring defense last year. They were 77th in rush defense. They were 33rd in pass defense, charting at 48th in total defense. That's a top 50 defense with a top, 30 offense? Pretty fucking good for Jeff Brohm and what, and the Boilers.
Yeah. Reflected in the record.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 of 4 back on the defensive line led by, Kaijin Jenkins. I'm sorry. I can't talk. 2 of 3 linebackers back led by Kyron Douglas, 2 of 4 in the secondary back led by safety Cam Allen. So you're bringing 6 back on defense. You got your kicker and punter back. A little bit of concern. Cause do you have that losing 5 on a defense? Cause the year before their defense was not very good. Makes you wonder how's the depth? How's the depth with this defense? Can it get to this next level? Well,
some of the publications we were reading were saying that defense was kind of one of the strong suits last year, and
took some big hits. Yeah. So we'll see.
Looks to be again though. They're saying.
I hope so. I'm thinking maybe.
A ton of love on the preseason all conference though.
That's the way Brown likes it. I think. Yeah. Think that's under the way the radar. He likes it. Look, we're going to talk transfer portal. We're going to talk recruiting rankings. We're going to talk what Las Vegas expects from the Boilermakers. Even though if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see it right now. Subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube. But we will have you covered for all of that. First, I got to get us paid. All right. I got to tell you that the College Football Experience Purdue Boilermakers preview is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes. Make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. All right, I'm on Purdue week 1. Come sweat that bet out with me in the Discord here. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Yes, Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to sportsbook to see which can give you the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors. You know those bettors that make the most informed bets possible. What, it's raining at Soldier Field? No, you can't take. And by the way, they're talking about doing a dome over there. Isn't that the most ridiculous fucking thing you've ever heard in your life?
Unbelievable.
That is just pathetic. I'm out.
The
I'm good out.
Folks
that,
in West Lafayette would never put a dome over that.
Yes, you
stadium.
Don't. Football is made to be played outdoors. It's ridiculous. Anyway, you got to check out Odds Trader. All right, go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, we are back talking boiler up, Patty C.
Boom.
Football here, and this transfer portal. I'm gonna say low key. Great fucking job by, for the most part, there's a couple little hits.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of this running back, Kobe Lewis from Central Michigan, that's coming in. Kobe Lewis tore his ACL last year. I believe it was his ACL. Either way, he was out for the year, right?
Yeah.
The year prior, this guy was a DFS god for me at Central Michigan, right? He's a stud. I'm telling you, the guy can play. If he's back at 100%, I think he's going to help this offense a lot.
Very nice. Let me pull up
Kobe Lewis.
1,000 yard back in 2019. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can play. He can play. They also got four star from Penn State, who they open up against, defensive lineman Cole Brevard. I mean, that's a good get.
Always nice to grab a four star.
They got cornerback Reese Taylor from the Indiana Hoosiers. Ooh, where's?
I feel like that one in particular, Purdue and Indiana really don't get along.
That's what I'm saying. What the hell is happening in the world?
That's disgusting.
Well, it's gonna get a little worse.
What do you got for me?
But if you're a Purdue fan, it's getting great.
Yeah.
But as a fan of college football with these rivalries, Iowa, their best receiver, Tyrone Tracy, transferred to Purdue.
In division.
And how about this? Iowa, their Big Ten return specialist of the year last year, Charlie Jones, transferred to Purdue.
Wow. Wait.
That's what I'm saying. Their wide receiver position, in my opinion, is fine, because we talked about the couple that are still there from last year, and you add in Tracy, you add in Charlie Jones.
Dang, yeah, he had 25 yards per kick return. So basically, they got
Tim Dwight. They went out and got Tim Dwight.
They got the number three kick punt returner and the number one kick returner.
They're gonna be.
That's a difference maker.
That's what I'm saying. They also got wide receiver Elijah Canyon from Auburn. I'm telling you, I think they did great in the portal. They also got cornerback T. Denson from Kansas State. They also got offensive lineman Sione Finahu from the Airport Florida International. Patty C, I think those receivers, and I think Kobe Lewis, if he's healthy, I need to know that he's 100% healthy.
Yeah.
But I remember watching these Maction Tuesday, Wednesday games, and I know you could say, oh, it's different in the Big Ten. Sometimes you pop off screen, and it doesn't matter if you're in the MAC.
He popped off screen.
Yes. Yes. I mean, what's the receiver, the crazy receiver for the Steelers? Antonio Bryant was a MAC wideout. You can go, there's other examples of
Brown.
Yeah. Antonio Brown. Yeah. Not Antonio Bryant.
I think I'm Martavius Bryant. One of those guys.
Antonio Bryant was a wide receiver from Pitt.
Okay. Okay.
Not the Steelers, from the Pitt Panthers.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Central
Michigan. I mean, when he was there, 1,000 yards in 2019, but only played six games in 2020, and then last year injured. Is that what it was?
Yeah, out for the year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was he injured 2 years? Oh, it was COVID.
Yeah, it's COVID.
Okay.
COVID.
Okay. Gotcha. So only one season missed. That's not terrible.
I think the guy can play, and I think he's the type of player that to me can fit in this if he's 100%. From what I like, I could see Brom getting creative with him because he's kind of a dual threat, I think.
Yeah. Looks like he's got a little bit of a nose for the end zone. 12 touchdowns rushing. That's probably more than all Purdue had combined. And that was in one season, all of last year. So
boom, get him the rock. And those wideouts, man, getting the Auburn kid and the two kids from Iowa. I'm telling you, I think the offense probably better. And imagine if, I mean, that's a big if, but if Milton Wright is somehow
academically eligible
back, in August or something. I don't know. Maybe he's out for the whole year. It seems like everything I read says, you know, he's not donezo with the team, but you know, it's college football. Yeah. Shit can change.
Yeah. That's
come on.
True.
It matters if Brown wants to pull the Barry Switzer out and go, you know what? Grades look fine to me.
Yeah. Got to talk to administration,
right?
That's the Louisville in him, doing its magic.
I didn't come here to study. Studying sucks. Studying really sucks.
Patty C.
You know what? One thing we didn't mention too, Mitchell Finneran, third most field goal attempts made last year in the whole nation, and 83%. Another special teams X factor.
That's what I'm saying. Now the portal, I got to hit on what they lost, because after they got Kobe Lewis, a month later, Samson James, who was a four star, who was originally from, went to Indiana, transferred into Purdue.
Yeah.
He hit the portal. Let me talk to Samson. All right. He's out. He's in the portal currently. Safety Marvin Grant went to the Kansas Jayhawks. Cornerback Anthony Rumpf went to Western Michigan. Defensive lineman Bryce Austin went to Western Michigan. Defensive lineman Jeff Marks in the portal. Linebacker Khalil Sanders, portal. Cornerback Elijah Ball, portal. Offensive tackle Dave Manott the third in the portal. Defensive lineman Dante Hunter to the Ohio Bobcats. Jack Plummer to Cal. That was a big one because depth at quarterback. Plummer is going to be the starting quarterback there in Berkeley. If he's not dropping acid, Anthony Watts, defensive lineman to Marshall.
That is quite a hit to the depth at quarterback there.
And running back Jaquez Cross to Arkansas State, and linebacker Christian Long in the portal. Running back Marcellus Moore in the portal. I still think they won the portal.
It's a huge win.
Yeah.
Looking, I mean, 27th nationally in terms of incoming portal talent.
I think those receivers are going to be good, dude.
I think so too. And you put them in with that offense. Hello. Now, say this is a weird thing though. Despite being 27th nationally in the transfer portal, eighth within the conference.
Wild.
The Big Ten.
Who's using the Michigan State? They do it every year. They did it last year. They were like, so what? Michigan. Off the top of my head, I would just think Michigan State. Ohio State brought in a couple defensive guys.
You wouldn't think Iowa would be necessarily doing it, or
maybe Minnesota did. I think.
Yeah, PJ Fleck did that
preview.
Yeah,
I don't know who else, man. Wisconsin, maybe. I don't know. I got to check it out.
And PJ Fleck's a whippersnapper.
I can see Maryland loading up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, but yeah, I wonder
Indiana
if that's a
loading
trend
up with Bazelak.
I could see that. I wonder if that's a trend moving forward, though. That like the Big Ten and maybe the SEC completely dominating the transfer portal, but still like having so much competition just because they have the money.
It is interesting. We saw Greg Schiano today was, I guess, talking Rutgers football at a rally or something. He was saying, guys, we need to raise a lot more money because if not, he goes, I had two guys, I think he said, that opted to stay with Rutgers, but they were offered money to transfer.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, if we don't get money together and create some type of NIL deal, next year we're going to be sitting ducks. Yeah. Like our best players will be sitting ducks for the top schools. So
yeah,
something to keep in mind.
If you're a talent development kind of team, NIL does not bode well for you. Unless you can really get them to stick around. That's a culture thing, but even money talks, baby.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it though, man. I mean, NIL, look, West Lafayette's got opportunities. I, you know, it might not be New York City, but trust me, there's businesses there. They NIL can work wherever.
Yeah. You got a fun, explosive offense and you get these skill position guys in trying to make their shine for the league and make it a revolving door. They come in, they get their shine, and then boom, onto the NFL.
Well, talk to me about recruiting rankings, Petty C.
This team, wildly inconsistent. Last 5 years, 52, 26, 34, 72, 47. So in a 2 year period, they went from 26 to 72, within that same 2 year year period within the conference, they went from fifth to 14th dead last. So, you don't know what you're getting from year to year. Their, composite rank is kind of bouncing around too. So a little bit of a lack of consistency. I think that almost is, I don't know though. Cause Brahm, I feel like has been relatively consistent as far as from a record standpoint. If we're looking at his, I'm going the wrong direction here.
His overall record, are we talking
seven
about?
Seven and six, yeah. 6-7, 4-8, 2-4, 9-4. So going from 2-4 to 9-4 is a little inconsistent.
Well, 2-4, those are all close losses, man. I'm telling you, true. That's why I was on them last year. Like,
yeah,
I knew that that sometimes you see that, and that could happen this year. I mean, but that could happen to normally that just means you're a lot better of a team than your record. And I doubt that happens twice. You know, that's why I faded Michigan State this year. But
I think a lot has to do with the schedule. So
that certainly. So let's hop into it. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the sweet ass graphics here. Shout out to the SGPN graphics team putting together this fine work. The win total sitting at 7.5. The odds on that though, the under at -140, the over at +110. Basically, Las Vegas telling you that they think the Purdue Boilermakers are gonna go 7-5, Patty C. Let's hop into it. Week one. This, I think, might be the game that hits you on the over. So I'm going to go ahead and say this. If you bet the over on Purdue, you should also bet this game probably double the amount of what you put in on the over because this is a huge one. Thursday night, Rose Aid Stadium. Ross Aid. I'm sorry. I can't fucking read. I can't talk. I'm nothing over here. All right. Penn State comes in. What are we doing, Patty? See, you know, we just did the Penn State preview. I took Purdue.
You did take
37-34. Boilermakers storm the field. This place is going to be rocking.
I was very tempted to take Purdue.
Purdue hasn't beaten Penn State since 2002.
At all.
Well, no, I think 03 the first time or the last time, but in West Lafayette since 02, I believe.
Wow. Yeah, that was when they were actually pretty decent under what, Tiller?
Yeah.
Better years, but maybe our guys getting them back to where they need to go. I took Penn State, but it's really like a 50-50 game.
That game's awesome. This and the backyard brawl are going to be on at the same time. College football is the fucking best.
I mean, if Aiden O'Connell is chucking the ball all over the field, the home crowd is going to be a big factor there. They're going to be excited Thursday night. I mean, I almost want to lean Purdue, but
you just never, you TMZ Pat. Making
well, the
an appearance
record
right now
speaks for itself a little bit.
TMZ Pat making an
it's
appearance
been 20
right
years since they beat him. Come on.
Well, the Sycamores of Indiana State play. They come into West Lafayette, Patty C.
In state showdown.
Yeah, I like this. Who you taking this one?
Gotta go Boilermakers. Choo choo.
I'm quickly trying to pull up. When is the last time these teams have? They first played in 1926. All right. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And but guess what? Purdue's owned them every time they've ever played. So I'm going to take Purdue to win that again. So 2-0.
Let me tell you something.
What's that?
Quick little side story here. My favorite little golden book story when I was a kid was Tootle, right? It's a story. It's the worst story. I'm sorry. It doesn't completely irrelevant to Purdue here. The whole story is about the train wanted to get off the track and go play in the grass. And they told him get back on the track. And that was the moral of the story. It's like, stay on the track, but it's like, don't go have fun.
So, so Purdue should stay on the track.
Purdue should go have fun and stay on the track.
What the fuck? I don't know that what analogy.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I just thought about Tootle.
I got them 2-0 and then they head. It's no longer the Carrier Dome. Regardless, if Syracuse wanted to get good at football, they should probably get rid of the dome because that's their fucking advantage being pretty much in Canada. And the whole CFL plays outdoors, but JMA Wireless Dome, Patty C. This is a sneaky spot for me. I'm taking Purdue.
It's risky, man.
It is. The dome, that dome gets a little loud. I feel
what
like.
What did Syracuse really do last year, though? They were 5-7. Did they have any games that were really? They played. Took Wake Forest.
You know who
overtime?
They hired at offensive coordinator? Robert
Anai from UVA.
Yeah, Anai, is that how you pronounce
it? I think
it?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at that dome last year. They took Wake Forest to overtime and lost by three.
They missed a field goal to tie Clemson.
Yeah, only lost by three. To
this
Clemson.
Is a sneaky spot for my. I'll say
beat
look,
Boston College there.
This is a sneaky spot.
Yeah,
I'm taking Purdue.
You better be careful, but I'm taking Purdue too. But
so I got them 3-0, and then the Florida Atlantic Owls.
Who
are going to get beat down? But once again, tread lightly. They're a talented team. They were 5-7, but I think this is his most talented team. Purdue takes them down.
I think Purdue gets them some pretty easily.
4-0 through September. Wow. This place, I mean, the whole town's going to be talking.
3-1 for old Patty C.
Then they head to Huntington Bank Stadium. The last time they played at Minnesota, they were robbed with just a fucking terrible, I think it was pass interference call.
Yeah.
Or it might've been, I think they called an offensive pass interference on a play. If memory serves me correct. Either way, I know it was a terrible call. I'm taking Minnesota to win this though.
This is one of the more fun games from a offensive firepower standpoint. We're going to see this year, especially in the Big Ten West. I'm taking Minnesota.
They get back to back away. They head to College Park, Maryland, Patty C. Look, they're winning one of these road games.
I mean, between Syracuse and Maryland on the road, I feel like I want to give them a loss between those two. You know?
No, I don't know. Maryland hasn't beaten a good team since what? Boomer Esiason?
Look, I'm handing them a loss. I'm handing them a loss between Syracuse and Maryland.
So you're definitely on the under. I think that's what that means.
I got them at 3-3.
I got them at Patty C. What if I told you I have them sitting here at 5-1 and they host the Nebraska Cornhuskers? And guess what, Patty C? Nebraska gets them.
Nebraska might get them.
5-2 for me.
I'll say 4-3 at this point.
Then they head to Camp Randall, jump around Patty C, because I got the Badgers taking them down.
Yeah, most likely.
Five and three for me.
Yeah.
That sound right? A bye week, and then they host the Iowa Hawkeyes. Key thing is that they host them.
Yeah. If that offense is definitely going to win a shootout, if they can get Iowa to try and have a little track meet with them.
What if I told you, Patty, see the last two matchups, the Boilermakers have won and they've won 4 of 5.
Wow.
I'm on Purdue.
I guess I got to get on Purdue there. Yeah.
Yeah. If it was in Iowa City, I would say maybe, but I think I got to take Purdue here. So six and three for me.
I got them at 5 and 4.
And then they head to Memorial Stadium to take on the Fighting Illini. This is an interesting matchup because I'm taking Purdue, but I'm very nervous about this. I just feel like they're the type of team. If imagine how cold it is in Champaign.
Yeah.
Bielma's run heavy offense, just slicing and dicing.
Slowing them down. Yeah.
I'm taking Purdue though.
I'm taking Purdue as well.
So I got them what?
You got them 7 and 7 and 3.
All we need is one win. Guess what? It ain't going to happen here. Pat Fitzgerald upset special.
I like it. I think they're going to take an L somewhere in this last three, maybe.
And then I think they beat the Indiana Hoosiers.
Or certainly somewhere in the last four.
I'm taking the over. 8 and 4 season for Jeff Brohm.
7 and 5.
Am I betting this? Not a chance in hell. But look, I'm going to make a point, Patty C.
Yeah.
That if they beat Penn State, where is the outright? Okay,
that's
Wisconsin.
A super manageable.
They avoid Ohio State and Michigan State.
You might
this
be
team
right.
could win, dude. This could be a perfect. This could be a great season in West Lafayette.
You might be right. Maybe I got to take the over on this.
You switching? Are you switching?
I think I'm switching.
Wait. I mean,
I think. Tide turning. I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn.
Patty C's on the over. I'm on the over. I'm telling you, this Penn State game's gigantic.
Yeah.
It is absolutely gigantic. Let's pack the place. Let's get the dub. All right, folks. Subscribe.
Choo choo, baby.
Yeah, boiler up, baby. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Also remember, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Also remember, subscribe on YouTube. And folks, if you go give us a 5-star review on iTunes, which we'd certainly appreciate, and we think we deserve it, but you know, we've been wrong before. Look, take a screenshot of that review. Find us on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Show us that review. And we'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. It'll look like that pennant if you're watching on YouTube. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. You can also send it to me there. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. We are the College Football and College Basketball Experience. We've been doing this for years. Subscribe, tell a friend. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're going through all the NFL teams. All right. So if you're a Colts fan, if you're a Browns fan, if you're a Bears fan, check out that. They're going team by team, all 32 teams, win total, stuff like that. And go check out all of our other episodes with our great guests. Phil Steele was just on the show talking. College football with us. Mike Leach, been a longtime friend of ours, just on the show. We had Pat McAfee. So check out all those episodes.
Come on.
And the Discord channel. All right. Sports Gambling Podcast. Come sweat out some bets with us, even if you're not even
betting.
This
is going to be so fun on the Discord channel.
I can't wait, man. I cannot wait for this Boilermaker game on September 1st, Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Check out that. Check out the app, SGPN, all of our other shows. I don't know what else you guys are into. NBA Gambling Podcast. All right. Pacers fans might dig that. MLB Gambling Podcast. Maybe you're a Cubs fan. I don't know. Reds maybe.
Cincinnati.
Indians.
Yeah,
I don't know. Subscribe. All right. Check out all that good stuff. All right, folks. This is the College Football Experience. Purdue Boilermaker style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. What the fuck did I do wrong? Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit. It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name. I thought so home with your house and all you got to do is white beer. Yeah, you've been throwing shit at me. Coach.
coaching, our coaching did a horrible job. The player did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked. Except. It's easy to see a tide turn.
Team speed, for Christ's sake.
Because when you're these